All right. Looks like we're rolling. We're both rolling and we're live. This is Scott Lowe here for the number one installment of something that's going to be called the DS-106 Zone Lowdown. A very warm and friendly greeting to you. A wish of welcome and goodwill as I try to figure out what exactly I'm doing here. Truth be told, this idea occurred at about 5 o'clock this morning as I was getting ready for the day, realizing that the DS-106 Zone class does begin today, May 20th, 2013. I've been slated to make some sort of contribution, is that the right word, to the audio portion of the course, and that means that I got to figure out what I'm going to do. And I thought, what better way than just to get back on the DS-106 radio and try to grope my way through, share the experiences of taking the course with people who are listening, and also put it out as a podcast so that just in case there's something memorable or worth listening to, it'll be available on the RSS feed. So this being the first installment, I thought I would try to spell things out as I see it. And this is very much a developing work in progress. It will hopefully last for the duration of the course, which is 5 weeks. My intention is to do one of these little live jobbies 6 days a week. By little, I mean 5 to 7 minutes, I think, should be sufficient. I certainly don't want to be putting out 10, 15, 20 minutes of audio on a daily basis. Who would listen, even if they had the time? And then once a week, I will do a longer show in which I try to actually deal with questions of audio and doing the audio assignments. Hopefully I'll be able to double back and come back to that in just a bit. But first, I need a sip of coffee. The question that's coming to mind right now is, what are we going to do with audio? And while talking to Jim Groom about a week ago, as we were both trying to get ready for the course, and he had asked me to help out with audio several weeks before that, he shared an idea which really struck me. I had kind of been thinking along these lines, but hearing Jim say it just sort of was one of those moments that we call an aha moment. And his hope was that by the third week, which is actually the audio week, students in the official online course, and hopefully the open online students as well, would produce a radio play, either based on some Twilight Zone episode or some thought or tangent that comes about while thinking about Twilight Zone, or the other thing that I've been looking at, radio plays by a guy named Arch Obler back in the 1930s and 40s, who did some mysterious programs on the radio, and that students, participants, would try to create, as I said, a radio play. Now, in a 5-week course with things as compressed as they are, if you just start on week 3, that'll be very hard to pull off. So Jim's suggestion was that we sort of hit the ground running from week 1 and try to get students to think about audio. Then at the end of the course for the final 2 weeks, it'll be shifting over to video or mashup. And I think there are a couple of other people slated to help out with that. I hope that makes sense. And I don't know that in this initial installment I'm going to be able to spell things out any more than that, just to say that I'm doing the best I can, and I don't have a lesson plan, I don't have a list of resources, I don't have lessons to teach on this. All that I do have is a fairly long time interest in radio and audio, almost to the point of passion or obsession, and for me, if I can do anything to help anybody else try to dig into this stuff and actually produce something, that's something I would like to do, and I would really much like to hear what other people make, especially people who come together in this sort of setting of a course like DS-106 and the current iteration focused on the Twilight Zone. It's just such a compelling and an exciting idea, the way Jim has begun to frame it. I even hear that he's about to publish a syllabus, which is just right on time as the course does begin today. So, yeah, a little bit of flying by the seat of the pants. That's the way DS-106 goes. And like I said, this particular idea just popped into the head at 5 o'clock in the morning, but I really think it's going to work. And I've got a couple of thoughts that I'll share with you just before closing out for some possibilities. And of course, I'm maybe talking a little meta now because I'm thinking of this as a show, and what does a show need to have? And obviously, I think there would need to be some sort of introduction bit with some music and maybe voiceover, setting the context, saying what it is. And then I'd like to begin each short cast with an opening segment, a little bit of a monologue. And these things, I don't think all of these will happen in any one 5-minute piece, but they'll be mixed in through the week. So let me just reading off a list to you. I think it would be important and useful to have audio pointers, certain techniques and tools to use. And also I would like to focus on some of the audio assignments. There are a lot of great assignments on the DS106 site, and I'll be paying attention to the audio ones, and I will be trying to produce examples, talk about the process, and also feature work done by past and present participants in DS106. And I suppose one that's also important is talking about DS106 radio. This is just such a awesome resource that is available, and please don't be mystified or frightened by the voice you're hearing right now coming through the pipes on the internet or as a podcast. Anybody can do it, and it's really quite easy to set up the equipment, the software, and get your own self on the radio. And that's what we all would like to see happen. And I suppose by we, I would say anybody who's done this before. But even on the other side of that, for people maybe just listening to the podcast, might want to know, how do you listen to DS106 radio? So these are some of the questions I'll be turning to. And another thing I would like to certainly put out there as an invitation right now is listener questions or listener contributions. And if I can get other voices on here besides just my own, that would make it that much better. So a lot of stuff in initial installment, already at the 7-minute mark, so I need to wrap this up. I'll just give you the basic information if you want to get in touch. The blog, scottlow.com. Please feel free to contact me by email with any audio-related question, and I'll do my best to find an answer or to help out if I can. My email address, scottlowradio@gmail.com, and of course, Scott Low on the Twitter. Thank you so much for your patience and your attention, and hopefully before too long, these things will be a little more smooth and hopefully worth listening to. I would certainly hate to feel that I'm wasting anybody's time by doing this. So until episode 2, which should come your way sometime tomorrow, let's consider this a completed installment of the DS106 Zone Lowdown.